Estevan. The Estevan Chamber of Commerce recognized success in a number of different avenues during the Estevan Business Excellence Awards on Friday night at the Southeast College. JS Truckmart was the big winner on the night, taking home the prestigious MNP Business of the Year Award, as well as the SaskTel Diversity in the Workplace Award and the Southeast Sask Economic Partnership Growth and Expansion Award. It's the latest chapter in the rise of JS Truckmart, which opened on November 1, 2017, with 3 full-time employees, a small shop with 2 dismantled bays, a small warehouse and offices. Earlier this year, the company moved into a new building on Viking Avenue, adjacent to the Shand Access Road, with 4 dismantled bays, an inventory bay, 2 wash bays, a full shipping receiving area and new office space. The company has grown to over 30 full-time employees despite the challenges associated with the COVID-19 pandemic, rising interest rates, increasing business costs and a strained labor market. There are a lot of very deserving businesses, lots of hard workers, lots of people who give back to the community and lots of entrepreneurs, and honestly, we had an idea 6 years ago and we just ran with it, said JS Truckmart co-owner Krista Moorhart, who said the company was humbled and honored to come away with the hat trick of honors. We just go to work like anybody else. When JS Truckmart first opened 6 years ago, they never imagined how it would grow, especially after the pandemic hit. We were very leery, but we just found ways to pivot, and thankfully our employees worked with us, and we found different ways to keep growing and keep going on, said Moorhart. The owners and staff at JS Truckmart have families at home, and they consider their staff to be family as well. We just want to make sure they all stay employed and they are able to feed their families, that they are happy and they come to work every day feeling fulfilled, said Moorhart. We truly do feel like we have a responsibility to our employees and to the community. In terms of diversity, among its employees are retired truck drivers, 4 people originally from the Philippines and 5 students. JS Truckmart makes accommodations for employees' religious beliefs, single parenting challenges, language barriers and more. It's been a lot of work to bring the business to this level. Moorhart said the owners work 6 or 7 days per week. When they were building the new shop and trying to keep the business running, it meant even more work. We primarily focus on the remanufactured products, said Moorhart. So what we do is we buy and we recycle the salvaged vehicles, and we also buy and remanufacture transmission and powertrain products, so transmissions, engines and transfer cases. We're committed to the environment. Recycled parts last just as long as the new parts. Some of them last longer and they're more economical, they're more affordable. They keep the vehicles on the road for people. It's a thriving business. Moorhart said the company tries to give back to the community and create jobs, so that people have a place to raise their children and create a better place to live. She encourages everyone to stop by their building and visit with their employees. Ed Turnbull is one of the partners. The 3 honors mark the latest EBEX success for Turnbull, as Turnbull Excavating won the Business of the Year Award and other recognitions in 2013 and Turnbull Excavating went into the Nick and Verna Morsky Estevan Business Hall of Fame in 2017. Other award recipients during the night were, Southeast Eyecare won the Access Communications Outstanding Service Award. The business has a full range of services and a large dispensary, and they meet an expanding list of needs for clients. Also nominated was Estevan Motors Limited, Pipeline Online Limited, won the Community Futures Sunrise New Business Venture Award. It is an online news outlet that focuses on the Saskatchewan energy sector. The other finalists were Genco Asphalt Inc. and Impact Creative Digital Services. Brianne Van de Woestijn of Impact Creative Digital Services won the Affinity Credit Union Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award. She opened the business with her sister Caitlin in April 2022, and wants to see opportunities through strong marketing for local business. Also nominated were Daniel Bettner of IG Wealth Management, Harry Singh Handra with Domino's and Travis Frank of Graphic Press. The Estevan Early Years Family Resource Center took home the Southern Plains Co-op Social Impact Award. The center impacts the community by providing a free, safe and inviting place for families with young children to come, play, engage and network. This was a new award for nonprofits in the community. The United Way Estevan was also nominated. Steamest Industries won the Virtus Group Community Involvement Award. The company's objective is to support local initiatives in sport, recreation, education, healthcare and environmental sustainability. The Southern Plains Co-op was also a finalist. Rebecca Ferguson of Main Prize Regional Park won the Outstanding Employee Award. She is the park's assistant manager and has been working for the park for over 22 years, as she started when she was 12. Shane Bunce with Nelson Motors and Equipment was the other nominee. Also nominated for the Diversity in the Workplace Award were DQ Estevan Grill, Inchil, Sobeys and Sector 1 Construction and Renovations Inc. The other candidates for the Growth and Expansion Award were Graphic Press, Sector 1, Steamest and Western Fiberglass Inc. A total of 24 nominations were received for this year's awards. All of the award candidates were eligible for the Business of the Year Award. Also at the event, Burt Baxter Transport Limited was inducted into the Nick and Verna Morsky Estevan Business Hall of Fame.